Hamel Abish of the Kassasar Ahol. So just got the same. You can't make an oil, you can't unmake an oil. Alright? So push it, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavdala. If you have a boy, the Elsif Gimel. Akar of Mari Hocha Mishayesh, La Mechitzis, Hamagiyos, La Oretz. Aber mit Mitra Shalom und Mutter Bechol Gavna, because we passed the Medina, so you don't require, you're not using the Mitzel Mamish, even though if you need to get the Arbatata for the shoes, etc. It's only also got the Mechitzis. Now we said the Kukul of the Kashita, you need Mechitzis and Olol. Excuse me, Mechitzis and, alright? So push it, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavdala. If you have Mavur, the Elsif Gimel. Akar of Mari Hocha Mishayesh, La Mechitzis, Hamagiyos Ba'oret. Aber mit Mitra Shalom und Mutter Bechol Gavna, because we passed the Medina, you don't require, you're not using the Mitzel Mamish, even though if you need to get the Arbet Tatna for the shoes, etc. It's only also got the Mechitzis. Now we said the Kukul of the Gashita, you need Mechitzis and Ovel. Excuse me, Mechitzis and Mishtam and Arbet Tatna. The exception is L'shem Tzel, presumably, as we spoke about at length yesterday. Everybody with me so far? Good. After Sharatim is a very strange time. Sharatim Lamadam. Have a look inside. The Gamayri Shehemin Ata also the Shabbos from Loka Mazer Kedei Lifro Salveo. The Kedei Meduktak Lashon Atur. The Hoysa Omeres Tomi Bo Yom. Hare Nasu Amechitz Tomi Bo Yom. The Les Bazer Mishum Oval Arroyu Kanal. Okay, so that's Kira and Kedeira. So far, so good. Well, the see that. Here's the funny line. Mashkachas on the Indian east of the Rabbana, the Stira Chavim Vinyin. Ooh. Why? The Bistira, the Vadai, Afilu Akol Nath, the Bodyo, Shayach Vushem Stira. We saw Tosh on the Vav, which is quoted in the early Tzipal. If you make the Mechit, it's on Friday. You can put up the top on Shabbos in this case, where it's not a shame sale. That's because of Kira and Kedera. But could you then remove the top? Sounds like no. Sounds like no. Interesting. For the Shabbos Shabbos can cause a cause from our son of Zalman, son of Abba Kops, parent of Dalin, and Oro Yudak, the first one of the long list of the Oros. The Yeshiv and Sabbath is Stira Hamur of Pinia. Look at the Shah's here. Shamatim Yagrashah Shlita. Now that's out. But if you did me a Shah's here, Sikon Lam and Aleph, that Vilu in Hamachitza snapped me about Yom, but open Shamut and Lipos and then Gagwa Shabbos. Gamkin also this door, and before Shem the Shulchanov Siv Dalit, also this door, the Hosir Asad and Atatla Me'abito, Lefiza Yikshe, Eich Mesirin Kedera Me'al Akira B'Shabbos. Hey, Torah's talking about how you put the pot on the Kira, how do you take it off the Kira? The Rehet the list posts that Kedera Al Gabi Akira Matzon and Mavur B'Beit Zalam and Beis, Torah's, that's the number of two, from here in Shabbos, Mishon Dam Akita Akira Ayus Yus Yus Kuchila, according to Shara Tzion Chav Zayin. Afilahi butta lahasa rakdere al gabi akira, but butta lahara mizer. The call should butta last the Shabbos, mutta gam listar. Against the Shabbos scene we just learned. That's a pretty powerful kasha. Wow. 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 So now, the Here is Shabbos goes on. This is the top line of page Shin Yud. The top line. It says if you have a tefach sticking out, you can then extend the rest of it. If you want to put, like happens here, people have Shabbos here. They have a netting to the mosquitoes and the flies and bother the baby. You're allowed to do that? The answer is yes. You have it extended the tefach, the bojo. Right? You can extend to that. More than that, Rabosa. The Pashtus, as we discussed over here, the Pashtus, even if it's not extended at all, the Bodyo. You have a Kisei Traskel, spoke about yesterday. He said trust according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Shemir Shabbos, the Chazanish. You may extend it even the Shem Tzeil, because it's as if it's made from before Shabbos. So if it's made from before Shabbos, you can take a carriage, which is on the hood on an elbow joint, extend that, he said trust, and then extend the Meskin heading beyond that. Why? Because it's as if it was already made before Shabbos. Very important, eh? Take a look at the very last Oros of this that we asked you to see in this same paragraph. On page, should you test it on the gimel, on the bottom. He says, in the Mechitza, which is Prusa L'Rochav Shal Tefach Echad, Muta L'Pos Kol L'Gamre, right? Here he has, somewhere, you'll find where the Ha'or is. Shmir Shabbos quotes, I think, from Rav Shlomo ben Zalman, that if you have, this is the wrong place, I'm sorry. If you have a Kisei Trasko, which is, I think it's right in front of me, I just can't find it in a second. Where he says, you can use the head of Kisei Trasko and then add to it. Oh, here it is. I believe it's in Sifu Gimel. Muta Leftoach Shabbos Gargonas from Eglas Yelodin. It was connected with Odeo, right? It's called the head of Kisei Trasko. When he came, it's a kind of oil. At Muta Lifros Veshno Kila Gabi Agola Kula. He writes here in the Ha'orah Mem Vav. So over here we say, "Nira Shabbos Shorlim was afil adar chosim achakach. Kimach was atzir laolam roan also rakim mosim alo al aroi." It's different before Shabbos. That's the key footnote. Footnote Mem Vav. Very important. That's what people do lemaisa. Alo lemaisa. They do it. Oh, getting back here, page Shin Yud at the top. Uvishar she is sirena. Yashir is a tefach shul poros vibodion below yasirim. I have a tefach, then I extend it, I put a meskin netting beyond the tefach. Now I want to take the meskin netting away. I must leave that tefach there. Although in violation of what's called what? So sir, ol, haroi. Right to the footnotes over here. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Salman, you should have asked the steerer. Rakamesha Yadira to Kucha, Imnesto Lister Esa Shari Tano Limnos, as you said earlier. That's why you have to be mad there to remove the netting. Ubi Komakom Nira to Achas Man, Shapir Mutal Lister Gamasatefa. Why should that be so? Why not steerer so all our way? Ein Chazanish. Also, all of the Shabbos, I'll smack the temple of Shabbos, Mary of Shabbos, Mutal the Pork of the Shabbos, Masha Bedrar of the Ain Sarah on the Echo Temple. Take the whole thing off. Next, footnote on the base. Ask Kulai Porter about Yom, Mutal the Solstice of the Shabbos at Shir Temple. Oh, you can knock that until the Shir Temple. Solstice of the Supik. And the Chazanish says, no, I can't, this is awesome. Also, the Parko asked me a Nircha Bo Tefach. So, you have all kinds of combinations over here. Not exactly clear. Because the Sukkahs keep emphasizing about building an Ola Roy, being roasted an Ola Roy, a Tefach, no Tefach. They know who gets into the details of taking it apart. That's the unglorified, taking it apart. Cleanup time. No one wants to talk about that. That's very critical. You see how many unanswered questions there are on these two footnotes? I'm an alpha, I'm a base. I don't know. Here's a real one. Just begin to do the next topic. We all know that binyan the kark is more chomer than binyan the kelim. We already mentioned before, ain't binyan the kelim, of course, it's binyan the kark. He can binyan the kark. We already said that an umbrella you can't use, right? Geder, godru, gedoli, adoro. Yeah. So it's interesting. On a very sif tezvah, with the Shabbos aser, so this geder, godru, gedoli, adoro, look what he comes up with. It's the chol, and it's this, and it's shemayot, it's all siris of Yisur. Then you have al shamashiz gino, shetoka pekaka nimbod yom, oskocho, shemayal gzustra, o meal chalon ra'ava, muto leposon lekapla. He said you can use the heter, a piece of traskel, which really should have worked for every umbrella. We don't use it for regular umbrellas. We can use it for, you have to see a picnic table, and in the middle of the table they have this pole, and there's an umbrella. That's connected to the ground. So Shlomo Zalman shrugs his shoulders over here. If you look over here in footnote, Nun Hey, I have an ish to trust you. So Mati Merek Lashaz, after the Chazanish, Mati Lassos came to Sova, Navi de Bechagav, Nolek, Av Shemil, so to the whole, we call him Tzorach Iyan, in Gavim Bechubu Lekaka, Mutu Lassos, Legamre, as call all the Tchila, but so, with all the Heker, Shal Tzirim, of Kisa Trasko. The Chol Shvani, Shem Yeh Bezeb, Yeh Bayis Kazer, Asher Agag, Va Mechitzes, Kulam, Miskaplam, and Neftochim, Ayin Tzirim, they have a whole house like that, a prefect, yes, we took an umbrella, boop, press a button. So now it'll be a new technology, boop, press a button, and the whole house comes out. Nothing. They have something there, they have these moving walls. They have seen these things, and I've seen things that I can have in the theater. But they press a button, and all of a sudden, the walls come up, and the roof comes up. Just imagine, you make a house like that, press a button, and everything comes up, piece of traskel. The Trasco. Hey, go to the house of Chavez. He's in Trasco. So Shlomo Zalman thinks, wait a minute, there's a limit. He said if you had a house built on the Kisei Trasco system, so also the star lasts all because of the Shabbos. Even without Shabbat Yitka, which we'll discuss in the upcoming Shirim, the Gam Kare, Nefach Kula, Mimaki, Aloha. Understand it? In the last line he says, the Chol Shvani is the Yimzebonei Mechuba Lekakar is a Chomeyos in the Mitriya Regila. It's more common than a plain umbrella. The Kitzur, he's not happy picnicker. So he's taking a picnic on Shabbos and one of these tables, and that's why our tables don't have these umbrellas. We have these picnic tables. But in camp or a shop, we don't have any of those things. That's a whole different story. The Trumas Hadeshen, started by the Beis Yosef, says, if it's there permanently, it's Asur. But what will happen if I put up a parochas in Shabbos? Let's say, for argument's sake, let's imagine the following case. Imagine, let's say, petition above on a Thursday. Was recently on a Thursday, maybe it was going on a Thursday. And the Gaboyim forgot, they were so torrid with Achonas and Shabbos, and they forgot to put up the parochas. Take up once you petition them, they forgot to put the wrong Friday. I go, Malt! We forgot to put up the Paroifas. Can you put it up on Shabbos? Could it be there for another 364 days? Until next Tera petition. Let's assume it's out of those Yontif thing of place where they make a white one. Let's say I have the same Paroifas all year long. So you take it on, petition of night, you put it back the next day, you forgot. But there are us. The Beis Yosef says, well, maybe we can be makil because Shumas Hadesh, because there's no doorway. Truly, there's a wood behind it. But that's closed all the time. That's not really a door. You don't go in there. So maybe the first place where there was no doorway, they got it from the other side. It's just, there's no doorway. The neighbor is grounded to the Megal, but no Gubo Isser. The minig is to ask even to put up a parochas on Shabbos. And this could be relevant. I know the community are very backed for different parochos. Shabbos Shuv is this, Shabbos Nachamu is this. Of course, these places I never forget. You know what I'm talking about, they never forget. But let's say by some freak, they forgot. Can you put up the Shabbos Nachamu parochas on Shabbos? Is it the Shas HaGodo? Yes. He says, but the minig was to be machmir. No right to the Trumas Hadesh. And the Beis Yosef says, no, it's mutter. It's mutter. And the Beis Yosef claims that the whole thing is wrong. The Trumas Hadesh is the diet of Korbra. From Rashi and Erevin, Frek of Yosef Cairo, what? Rashi expects you to learn in one day 120 blat? If Shabbos Kuflam Lechez is nothing, expects it again to Shabbos to Erev and Kuf base. Before the next Shabbos, should be matzah you. You got 120 blocks within a week, or a day. How can Rashi do such a misleading Rashi? Here the Rashi sounds like it's worth it forever. But he's relying on anything. But he says an Erev and Kuf base? That's the Beis Yosef. How can that be? The Rebbe says that even Rashi there in Erevin is also matter to put it there forever. I says, Linosin Listalik? No, writes of Yosef Caro. He doesn't mean you're going to remove the whole curtain. No, that's what he means. What he means is, oh, just imagine, see that door over there? That's when there was no door. That's when there was many years there was no door. Right there, under the bowl with the hat, with the white in the doorway, okay? There was no, for many years, you can tell by the wood, they built in a frame, and they put it in a doorway that would see through top. For many years, there was nothing. Nothing. Let's say, you should see this, I'll put in a curtain. I want to go through. So what do you do? You'll fold, you'll leave it closed. When you want to go through, you'll pick it up a little bit. Like the teepee. Hey, like the tent, that blue and yellow, beautiful tent that was Mamash Aroy the Gamper. The stroke once showed us how Aroy it was. And it was this the Biruach and this the other. Both. So that's just it. So how do you get into the tent? You pick up the teepee, there's a little curtain, you go through. That's all Rashi means. In Erev and Kuvbeis. He didn't even take the curtain off completely. And he'd be misleading us so terribly here in Shabbos Kuvlam and Ches. Rest of Yosef Kar here in our Simon. And the Dagi Moshe brings a Raya Lakula. From an Arthur Ruan El Chasukah. You can look it up. The Dagi Moshe got involved. Ruan El Chasukah says, this kind of case is mutter. Our turn to the Mishnah Brura. Right over here, and our Siman Shin says Vav Sifkon Vav on the Ma'amar Kamos. It's here, but it really belongs in the next top. That's why it's a perfect transition. The Rambam writes, hey, kavua, who said so? Or is a ruah, base Yosef, and me. Me means the Dak Emotion. The Dak Emotion is one of the part of the Arzarua, and it says the right to the base Yosef sheet. Says the Mishnah Berurah Bo. But it's a loma, she'enu osu, lahosu misham, elo talisham tamid, forever. Afilu hachi koshim mechitzas aroi. Why? Why? Kevin shall know the nod beruach mitzuya. Alright. I'm eno ma'akev la'or from there of Shana. Get through it. Avro l'chavro l'malo l'mata men atzan in all four corners. The inyan she'en she'en what?
Nizos.
Eno nizos with Komo, thank you. Asa mishan binyan distimas kevahu. Oh. He says, you know what? The reason why it's mutter, the way the Beis Yosef is shot in Rashi, is the style means it's just moved from side to side. But the implication is, if it's never moved from side to side, I want to seal it up for life, for good. So I put a curtain, I tie it in the four corners, that's it. Never wear it forever. That's going to be also the whole Adeus. Says the Sharatzi in the book. I am prima donna de mashmaz umen at Torah. The Tosefes Kavua, Ba'ol Kavua, Osim and Atorah, Rabosai. We've been speaking till now about Ol Aroi. Now talk about Tosefes Kavua, Ba'ol Kavua. So this is Doraiso, Rabosai. A Doraiso. Koma Kavnire. Is the Dab Kavderech Abilon Shashoa Shavkami Yomim Bistimazu. Abel Maderechu Lehi Paseach Tamid. Lo Koshin Stima Kavua Men HaTorah V'yash Adiach V'dirabon and Yisif Ezeh the Vagriya Mi hearing it again hearing it said again Pekakach Alon. So Pekakach Alon is the window, and no, they didn't have glass over here, they had just like open openings. You would have a Pekak. Pekak is the word we use for a cap, right? Stick it into that hole, into the hole, and that's called a pekak. And the chalom is just an empty. We used the glass, but not glass, but the fourth glass. And that's a transparent glass, partial glass. Whatever, it's just a hole. And it was cold. You put it in the pekak. And the sugya will discuss tomorrow the law of pekak chalom. So here should be no, it should be mutter the same as pekak chalom is mutter. Uve frat. In Yeshem Askupo li Paseach Ayin Le'el Shin Yad Gimel. We'll discuss the Mitzvah Shem later. In Sivkot Nehei, what does Sharon Singen say? U'midivri agro, mash mashu mefarish, lashu vanar, v'shatama shu tefosak morashi v'shabas kufla mechess, d'lo kemo shapirish v'eirevin. Hakamach loikas of the gro. The Beis Yosef said that Rashi and Eirevin make the same as the Shabbos. The Shumas Adesh says the Rashi and Shabbat is the same as an Erev. And the Gemara says, come here, the Machlokes. Rashi changed his mind. V'mkeilo tzrichin and su l'tama da Beis Yosef. After the Gemara grew up older than kosher, l'malo, l'matan, and thought him, the Yosef, after the Oz, kosher, stiv, and kavur, even according to Rashi, the Tzarechim. Wow. Chazanish is the biggest map we have all. Everyone of us, it's impossible to say it's mutter. I did not get much more than offer the Oz the rule by Sukkah. Sukkah lasts for a week. It's considered to be Aroi. If I put up a parochas, it's Chazanish. On Motsoi Tishabel on Friday night, there for a year, the Doraisa. You just know it's going through. Because going through is relevant to Hilchos Mechitza, says Chazanish. We're not discussing Mechitza. We're discussing a Tosefes Kavua and a Binyan Kavua. I could take a thumbtack and put it at the end of the bulletin board. According to some pasuk, it's a daraisa. I put it there for a year. Not machitza. They're two separate yisurim. Until I was discussing about oel and machitza. Now we're talking about introducing a whole new topic to the Chazon Ish. Shmir Shabbos quotes both opinions and doesn't decide. He does that machriya. So with the Shem tomorrow, we'll start the sugya of Vinyan proper, we'll start with Karka, which is more cover, and then we'll go to Kim. Remember we had a kasha and I was putting together the sheet of toast and the sheet of the rush. The rush of itself, the beta, and the toast is back on the flam and vong. They asked the kasha, and they talk about mechitza being made from before Shabbos, being mutter, mechitza made on Shabbos being aser. And that's what Tosis talks about, something which is rachav tzvei. And the Tosis, different lashonas are used by different people. The kitzer, in the sefer, Nisiv Chaim, the sefer which we've used already in the past, he points out that not everybody has the same kasha. And maybe this isn't the machloikas on an important point. The Tosfos in Beitza asks him, Kisui Kalim. Kisui Kalim being a potential problem of OL. And they give the sugya of Parvanka, Kuf Lama Tesim at Beis. And they say, that's Rachav Ma'od, a special chumah because it's Rachav Ma'od. Points out that the Rosh in Beitza does not ask that kasha. He has other kashas. Doesn't ask that kasha. He's an interesting thing. He says, I'll tell you why the Russian didn't ask the kasha. Because the Russian beta in that second teretz, remember the Russian two terutzim, but the second teretz, which according to some is really an independent teretz, the main teretz, says, L'shem tzel, it's prohibited. That's what Mishnah Berurah assumes. L'shem tzel, it's prohibited. He says, look, what does l'shem tzel mean? Only l'shem tzel of a human being that needs a tail. The shame tail means for protection. For protection. You're afraid something's going to come in from the top, whether it be sun, whether it be rain, whatever it may be, and you're protecting what's on the bottom. Says the Siv Chaim, no, I understand very well why the Rosh didn't ask the kasha from Kisu Kalim, from the Parvanka. Because there, as you recall, we spoke about it recently, you have wine in a barrel. You try to protect the wine from what the rocks or dirt may pull in from the top. So it's the shame tale that a poshet wire does. Don't do it rachav mode. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, he doesn't say anything about rachav mode. But the fact that Tosfos asked the kasha and gave a different teretz, rachav mode somehow is different, whatever that means, indicates, he claims, that perhaps Tosfos holds that the shame tale is, in fact, mutter if you don't put up mechitza. We went through this a few times already. That's his suggestion. This issue of the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh, and we sort of put them all together, and it was a mistake on our part, according to the Sefer and the Siv Chaim. Oh. In the same vein, Rashi, when we had the Rashi, we were going to and fro, we didn't know which way to go, had made this wild suggestion that I made to you, that perhaps Rashi, you said you need mechitzas, but the condition serves mechitzas. Well, guess what? I found in a Sefer called the Amek Malocha, right? That's right. That's the top one. That was put on my desk. The Amek Malocha. Ah, so many beautiful svarim on Bona and all. He said he found the Chazon Ish. I looked at the Chazon Ish. It wasn't completely clear to me if this is what it said, but it certainly could mean that. Could mean that. That the Chazon Ish says in Siman Nun Bei Sifkot and Aleph that remember the Rashba. We had a Rashba sheet for the Rashba Asif. Whenever it's also the Shtamish Ba'avir Shetachta. So he claims that the Chazon Ish says, and again in the Lashon, I think it does mean that the Rashba only said it, guess what, when they were all conditioned. So we were assuming until now, except for that my wild shot on Rashi, which I thought was off the wall, but that maybe with respect to Hilchas Oel, that the conditioned are also like mechitzas, four little poles in the corners. It also serves somehow as kinds of mechitzas. I thought I was a meshugana giving a pshat to answer Shver Rashi. No one else in the world ever said it. But according to the Sefer, the Chazon Ish said it for the Rashi Meshit. So I just wanted to tell you that I found some support in that for what I had suggested. Finally, in the same Sefer Emek Moloch has another very nice, interesting, very, very nice, if he's right, solves a lot of problems. And I didn't think of this, but I give him tremendous credit. If he's right, there's something which is new, which is as follows. We assumed until now, the Machloikas Tais, we found the Mishnah Berurah. The Machloikas Tais in the Rashba, by Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. And according to Tosis, never mentioned the word of Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. It's irrelevant. If you have Mechitzis, it's Usr, even if you're not Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. And if no Mechitzis, it's Mutter. If you are Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto, that's how we started off our whole presentation. Tosis never mentions the word of Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. And Lichaora, a proof that they reject this criterion, because Tosis is talking about a Shulchan. And if you recall from the Ran and the Rajva, a Shulchan is not viewed as Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. Why not? Because as we said before, the main thing is to use the air is you're eating on top of the table, and your feet fit in below. It's only at the same time as you're eating. It's considered secondary. It doesn't count. That's how we said you presented until now based upon Mishnah Berurah. Well, guess what? The Emek Malach has a Chiddush. He says, no. Who said? Perhaps everyone agrees you have to have Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. Tosis also agrees. I Shulchan, they assume, as we had suggested at one point, that's also called Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. You're sitting at the table right now, at the table, and your feet are under the table. So therefore, it's also called Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. This Svar, which we saw in the Rama, the Rashi says this, that's a pretty nuanced difference. The main usage, the secondary usage, the simultaneous usage, the later usage. Tosi rejects that. And Tosi says, of course you require Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto, but they have a more liberal definition. That even if you put your feet under the table, it's also called Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. If that's the case, and Tosi agrees that in principle, that you need Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto, except they define it more liberally, we can defend the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. If you open the Shulchan Aruch, it's very hard to defend the Shulchan Aruch, as we spoke about a few times. The Bialoch is Tosi to say, he passed like the Rashba, like the Rashba Lekula, but not Lechum, and all kinds of stuff. We remember we got that whole business there. Siv Zion says no. Or he meant the distinction between 2 and 4. Remember that? Let's explain the Kasha explicitly one more time. Siv Zion is making for the book here and the book there and the book on top. Whole of Ensorach L'Avish Atachteyim. So we asked the Kasha, Tosi rejects this. We thought. Gevaldik Kasha. Well, so he's going to rely on the Rashba Lekula, not Lechumra. It didn't sound so great to us, right? No, Tosis accepts it. Here, a book here, and a book here, a book on top. You're not using the Avra underneath whatsoever. However, back in Sif Gimel, when the Shulchan Aruch says, that Shulchan is mutter. The Shulchan is mutter when we have these spindly legs just in the corners. Apparently, that otherwise Shulchan would be Asr. And the question is, why is Shulchan Asr? You're not Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto, to be the same as Siv Zayin, the Stiv Tin Siv Gimel and Siv Zayin. The answer is no. Shulchan, you are considered to be Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. You put your legs under the table. That's why the only hat there is no Mechitzis. Just the four legs in the corners, spindly legs. But otherwise, it would have been us. That is called Mishtamish V'Avrish Atachto. The Mishnah Berurah is a big dochak over here. It's a cotton chavez. He's bothered by this. What's going on? And no mechitzis. The answer is. So if she starts talking about two mechitzis versus four mechitzis, then in Siv Zayin, there's two, and here in Siv Gimel, there's four, and what kind of mechitzis? It's a whole business. So this is anyway to me was a chiddush nifla, but I think it has a lot of merit. Once again, that maybe mishtamish v'Avrish Atachto is needed by everybody. That's a criteria which everyone agrees to. And the only issue is, do we consider a shulchan mishtamish v'Avrish Atachto or not? Tosfos would say yes, and the Rashi explicitly says no. Why not? Because you know the main usage is on top, and a mitah is also on top, but it's at a different time. And Tosfos says, that's too simple, too small of a difference. It's all called Mishtav Mishbaba Shatakta. But otherwise, it would be Mut, even called the Toysk Sheet. Explaining why the Machabes of Zion is Mekel with a Sefer Mikana Mikana Vagaban. That explains that Kula. And nonetheless, when it comes to Shulchan, the Sif Gimel implies that it is a potential prohibition for the parent that is considered to be Mishtamish Baba Shatak. So those are what I want this footnotes I wanted to talk about from the previous inyan which I saw in these two svarim. Okay? Gavaldik. Now we go back to the connection, as we mentioned yesterday, between two sugyas, the sugya of the last few days of Ohel Aroi and the sugya of Binyan proper. Binyan proper. And it was, if you recall, the connection was a Shara Tzion. Okay, end of Sifkotin Vav. Let's have an open there and see what it says. Shara Tzion and Simon Shintes Vav Vav. Just to refresh your memories. In discussing the question of putting a paroches or a curtain in a doorway or attached or near a wall. See, throws it over here, the logoria mi pkaka chalon. How can you ask this? Pkaka chalon, we'll see soon, is mutter in certain conditions. So when I saw this, I was very troubled by this. What do you mean pkaka chalon? I understood, my little understanding of pkaka chalon was, you put it there, you took it out, in and out, in and out, in and out. You close the window, you open the window, back and forth. That's why pkaka chalon is mutter. As opposed to the case over here, which is being discussed in Shin Tes Vav, where they're discussing a permanent curtain there all the time. This is what bothered me. And I don't know a proper answer at this point. I'm not sure. If you have an answer, you'll let me know. So that's just the introduction. I wanted now to look briefly at the sugya of Pkaka Chalon and see how it's quoted in the various posk. Okay? Let's turn to the Mishnah, Kuf Kaf Heim and Beitz. New list of Ma'am Kermes, Besiyada Dishmaya, and see what this is all about. Kagach alone, the top of Kuf Kaf Hamid Beis, Rabbi Lezam of his Manshu, Kosher Vitoli Pokekimbo, the Imlav Ain Pokekimbo. Okay, so there's a Mishnah of Fereshes. Chacham Omrim, Benkach U Benkach Pokekimbo. No need for Kosher or Vitoli. That's what it sounds like, Pashas. The Gemara, in fact, says on the last line, Benkach u'benkach, Kuf Chavav and Medalef, Ben Kosher, Ben Shein HaKosher, Vushem Metuka. Rashi, Ben Kosher, Kolom HaFilu K'shir Lo Tzarech, Vushem Metuka, Muchan Me'esmo L'kach. Now, what is the issue over here? What do you need all this for? Says Tosis. The time of Mishim Tiltil, the discussion is a muksa problem. For lo Mishim Binyan, right? Di Mishim Binyan, my raya mi nagar shetorach kshira lipkak. Lipkak lo shayach binyan. El tosefes o al aroi. For tosefes o al aroi shor rabbana below shim kshira. In Erevin. So no, it's not an issue of binyan over here. Tosefes o al aroi takes care of the binyan problem. Without any kshira. See, but the whole issue is a mukta issue. The Kitzitos, it says over here, there's no issue of binyan. Why not? Because we've learned already before. Mutta lahosif al oal aroi bishabis. Now, wait a second. What we say, it's important that we mentioned once before. We say, mutta lahosif al oal aroi. What's aroi? Is the Tosefis Aroi, or is the whole Oel have to be Aroi? No, what are you saying? What is Tosefis clearly saying? Huh? It's enough that what? Tosefis Aroi, the Pkaka Chalon, the building is a building, it's a fortress. Tosefis, right? I think that's what Pashut Tosefis means. The Rashi, in Erev, which is quoted in the fancy Gemaras here, what they call Musaf Rashi, the last one on Kuf Chaf Hamid Beis, they quote from Erev. Gon pkak zesha eno ella tosefes aroi al ha'oel. Oh, turn the words around. That means it's the only, the oel doesn't have to be aroi. Tosefes aroi on an oel, even if it's kavua, sounds like it's no problem. That's what I thought based on the Tosis and the Rashi. No, does anyone disagree in this room?
Anyone in this room who thinks the other way around, let me know. Sorry, apologies. No. Can you pass me the chayodim, please? I think it's on my desk. I believe so. Klal lametes sifhei. On the Lumar Makomas, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll see it soon. Kishem she'os alas as binyan aroi, kach os alahosif al binyan kavua, tosefis aroi. So there. In one simple line, it is exactly the opposite of what we just assumed. So I assume the base upon a Rashi and upon a Tosis. I'm not sure what the basis of his assumption is. But l'chora, I was very surprised to read this paragraph, to read this sentence. It's opening line in Sifhei. Klal Amitah. So I'll leave it to you to figure this one out. I don't know. He doesn't give... What's the source of the end of Shin Yud Gimel? He just tells you, look at Simon Shin Yud Gimel and figure it out. So you have an assignment. Look at Shin Yud Gimel and figure it out. I looked there, I came out to Fakert. But the Rashi with the Tosim, I just assumed that way. But maybe I'm missing something. So when you find out what I'm missing, please let me know. Okay. Oh. So now, the same Chayodim says as follows. He is discussing this whole sugya from the perspective of Bona. Of Bona. What's Doma Labinyan? What's not Doma Labinyan? It discusses all the issues of Kova Betzir, Ein Adoma Labinyan Klal, so you don't need kosher. If the door is open and closed all the time, Lo Mirzi Klal Kibinyan. Stima Lefisha, it's not like a binyan. Dovah Shein Derech Lebat Al Olam Al Lefisha, Gon Beged Vechayotzebo, Mutal Istanbo, Afil Lo Hoyadat Al Amir of Shabbos. Agamar requires Metukon. Metukon presumably means that it mentally you are prepared to put it there from before Shabbos. Before Shabbos you prepared to put it there. So therefore it's not near a kibonah. Instead of using a pekak, which might be left there forever. But if you're using a garment, which is never left there forever, you don't have to think about it before Shabbos. This could be relevant. I'm telling you, it could happen in a real life case. Let's say a window breaks, Chalila, on Shabbos. It's been known to happen. A window breaks. So, and you want to just put something in the way. You shouldn't just leave it wide, a gaping hole. So you want to put your jacket there. Put your jacket in the window. So the chor would be mutter. You didn't have any of these preparations before Shabbos, not kosher, not tolly, not matuka, not nothing. The window wasn't broken then. So the Chayotim says, if it's a jacket, you never would leave a jacket for a long time in a hole of a window. So therefore, there's no need for any preparations. It's certainly not lack of binyan. That's what he says. Fine. Okay, so the Chayotim is gevaldik. But the first line of Sifhei to me comes as a surprise. Okay. Now let's turn to the Rosh and Simen Ches. Okay. This is going down the Ma'amah Kompas. The Rosh and Simen Ches. See what it says. Similar to Tosis, but he elaborates. Page Kufay and Zion. It's if you look on the it's on the right column, parallel to the very end of the Perek in the left column. This is where it says Hadilah Kolakalim. If you move right, you'll see Vilsuka Chachomim. Now for God the Sosan Latanaka Rabbelezer, Benagar Nigror, Kaimalon Kihai, Stomach, Queen of the Sun, the Devran Lamanash of Pokakin, the Koshrin, the Shabbos, which is the Maiserab. Fine. Tame of the Rav Alphas, Pasakoka, Karab Abba Barkana, the low boy Kosher Olam Matukon. Fahai Matukon, Labatikon, Maiser, Elab Mach Shava Bialma, as we just proved, as we just assumed earlier. And Tosus quotes it. Okay. Uve Erevin, the same rabbi, Rabbi Alphas, the Rif, Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, Benagar Negro, the boy Kosher. So nearly, the last lay harder, Rabbi Yochanan, the Nagama Kufravov, Kimachlokas Kanka, Machlokas Benagar Negro. So for Rabbi Yochanan is right, the Rif is impossible. This Naga was some kind of a peg that's put into the ground. Looks more like binyan. Forget binyan. Like we saw in Tosis. Only what about Tiltel, about Muksa? So it's against Rav Yochanan. Okay. And they also... the Nishmas Adam. Here in Sif Kot. No, not true. Pekak ain't bo binyan klal. He quotes Tosfos and the Rosh. Therefore, No, not true. Not true. Kak ain't Bobinian klal. He quotes Tosfos and the Rosh. Therefore, I think it's because it might be a typing mistake. I'm reading Afilum Ein Dakol of Toach Tamid. I added the word Ein. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be there. Kevin Lo Shayach Bo Binyan Klal Lo Beinan Shira. This is what he says. Against the Mogan Avram, against the Mishnah Brura. It's Pekak, there's no Binyan whatsoever. Forget about it. Forget about it. Never a problem. So I guess once again, we had a Mishnah Brewer is learning from Pekak to Vilon. What's the right from Pekak? Pekak is Bechlal, no problem of Binyan. Tibuk's a problem. So we get an impression from the Mishnah Brewer and the Morgan Avram that they view that there is a certain measure of problem of Binyan when it comes to Pekak. Perhaps only if it's there what we call Le'itim Rechokos. So the Morgan Avram called it. Okay. So what is this Itim Rechoko story? There is such a concept. Where did it come from and what is its definition? What is its definition? And what is its halacha? So let's open up a Shulchan Aruch and see. Shin Yud Gimel. Time to open the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says the beginning of Shin Yud Gimel as follows. Pekakach alone. Kon luach or shakol davash shesosmo achalon yechol v'sosmo afilu im eno kosher. Flor mina davi kemosev ala binyan. Ushiyach shiv ala merim shabbos l'sosmo bo. Right? So what you need is to think about it. A kone, more like a binyan, lo sagbim machshava, it kanena lekach. Right? What does that mean? So, Kodi Rashi has to make a kli out of it. Kodi Rabbein Atam, not necessarily. Nagar, more like binyan, you need kashim. You keep going up, up, up. It goes to specific details. How this kshira works. Adin, Shulchan Aruch said Adin, Kuf Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph. Comes the Mishnah Brura. It's a cotton baits and says, why is it mutter? Kevan to darka v'kach l'ptoach v'lizgar tamid. That's like the Mogan Avram. Only if it's going to be open and shut on a regular basis. How do you define a regular basis? Look at Bialacha. Look at Bialacha. What does it mean? He quotes the Mogan Avraham Zion. That's the one that the Mishmatanim disagreed with. In Eina Oma Liftoach Elit and Lirchokos also Kemosav Alol Kavua. Mogan Avraham. Okay, what might be a definition? So, this Mogan Avram, Siv Kotten Zion is in Siv Gimel. So perhaps, if you look at Siv Gimel, you can get some of a sense of what the definition is. What's Siv Gimel? You right away see a question of using it regularly, opening regularly or not, the opening line of Siv Gimel. Rechava shachori abatim shein nichnosim v'yotzim v'otodir. Then, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. You have certain restrictions. And the Mogan Avraham is going on that very sif gimel. When the Mechaber says, ain't no other man, unless there's certain kind of dispensations, those are sort of the last line. And the very last, what's the last line of the Mechaber? U'pesach ha'osu l'chnisa v'yitziya todir. This obviously, this Yitzia Todir is critical. And then it's when Mogadaram Zion says, who didn't have Kaka Chalon? Let's chat in the Russian Arab in that way. So we have to know, what does it mean, Todir? How do we define Todir in Gimel? That's how it's defined back here in Aleph as well. What's called Todir? What's called Yitzia Mechokos? What? So here the Bialacha Gimel, Dibra Masbel She'ein, says, from Tosa Shabbos, Dibra Pesach Ha'osir La'ikonis B'poros Melamed Yom, Avika Pesach Ha'osir La'ikonis B'atodim. We gave a number, 30 days. We know a Shia 30 days, it's a Shia we have in many other areas of Halacha. So if it's open up once every month at least, then it's considered to be Todir on a regular basis. If it's less frequently than that, then not. Assuming, Rabosai, that the Mogan Avraham is correct, that when it comes to Pekak, there is a problem if it's there for more than 30 days at a clip, as opposed to the Chayoda, there's still room for certain leniencies based on a Prima Godim. Prima Godim writes as follows. This is Shin Yud Gimel Mishpat Zozov Dalit. Finep Kakach Alon is Man Meruba, which is a problem. As for the Mogan Avraham, Im Osu Kein Tzir V'Chakika V'Chadome, Afil is Man Meruba Shari. V'Yemein Kein Os Tolik Man Meruba Olav. So he has another dispensation. Also, kein tzir v'chakika. What's that all about? Presumably, in that kind of a case, there's a heker. It's like the chayon we mentioned before. You throw your garment there. I don't know. Let's say you say, I'm going to leave my garment there. I'm running out. I'm not going to be back in this house for another month. But then I'm in a summer home. And I mean, I go, I don't know, summer home, and I'm there for the last Shabbos of the summer. And if something breaks, I put in the jacket. Jim, fix it. Okay? Now, when Jim's going to get around to fix it, who knows? Halavai by the next summer. So, right? So you get an impression from here that we still be mutter. The Prima Godim says it's Nika, that it's not supposed to be there forever. So you don't have to count days till it's going to be undone. Fine. So we already mentioned the Shita of the Rosh. To go back to what we spoke earlier, the Rosh says that there are three different levels. The Ran has a different view. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. See what he says. This is the Ran, page 98. The Ran is a stricter view. Says on the fourth line of the Mistabra, the Chibinan Torah Kli Animili B'Shalom Nishtamash Al Yibod Yom, Avok Shavukshvar Nishtamash Al Yibod Yom Nishtamash Bo Zeh Torah Kli Shalom. Oh, So if you actually use it, that goof makes the Torah's kli. Well, the fichach lo lahiske rav alfas is al b'pkakach alone Torah's kli. Why not? The mistama nishtamesh mibod yom. Why? Sharet sarach uliyos mechuban lemidot shoch alone. Lachavno b'shabes yavsh. You have to play with it to get it to fit exactly into the wall. Shouldn't be too big, shouldn't be too small. So you must have done it on the Friday. Aber bekonne ich es kino bala bayas yos posech venobo. Hu shizke toras kli b'shem delo mash b'shem nishtamash bo on Friday. V'chein b'kisuyo kelem v'fisha kisuyo kelem em tzvichel yos mechuvona l'midos shol kelem shiitzel nishtamash v'liras v'mim bo d'yom. V'shemachi lo nishtamash v'mim bo d'inan shiit toras kli alein. Whoa! So he's saying with this kula comes out with a chumrah. The kula is if it's mishtamash v'mim bo d'yom that gives it a toras kli. The chumrah is the pekakach alone, there is an isa binyan, unless it's considered to be a kli. Take a look in the bialachu quotes the Ran. Take a look over here, please. The mechaber in Shin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph said, "Pekak, it's enough. Just think about it. Good enough." That's the rush. The loka Ran, and he all of a sudden is but Sosi Harvey Rishonah like the Ran. The Ramban and the Melchamas and the Rashba and the Chidushim and the Sefer Yerayim and the Betzorachi and the Maisa. The Mishnah Berurah wants to be machmer against the Mechaber and say there's no such kula by Pekak. Anything which you insert into a window, into an opening, you have to either tie it before Shabbos or use it before Shabbos. Just thinking about it before Shabbos is not enough. It's machmer for the Ran Shita. The general yisod, Rabosai, is whatever is clear that it's a kli, a freestanding kli, and is not bottled to the karaka, it's mutter, there's no din of bonus. That's the Mechaber Shita, by Pekak. Shema got him out of the case of Heker, it's not of a tzir, whenever. Mechayonim had it by a beged. That's the general rule. When it's clear, it's not meant to be part of the house, it's mutter. Even if you don't plan to open and shut it on a regular basis. On this basis, the Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chosam has the following kula. Let's say you have, it has a few different examples of this. You have something plugged into the wall. You have the refrigerator plugged into the wall. And the refrigerator plug stays there for years at a time until it breaks, you take it out. All the time it's there. Suddenly you remember, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I didn't take the light out of the refrigerator. Oy. All the food is inaccessible to me. I have nothing to eat. The minute I open the door, the light's going to go on. My family's hungry. Friday night, you can get through. It is hot food. You know, Friday night, and stuff. Something on the stove. Okay. Come Shabbos morning, what am I going to do? The fish. Built the fish in the refrigerator. All the soda, I mean, the important things. And maybe there's meat in it, whatever, things I need. I'm going to get in, I can't get into it. Get a goy. All right, get a goy. There is no goy. What do you do? What are you going to do? You can't open the door because it's going to put on the light. Says the Shemir Shabbos, and very interesting. Listen for that motor. Listen very carefully to the motor. The motor goes off. You know, the thermostat goes off. There's nothing happening now. There's nothing happening. Just nothing. Just a piece of metal, whatever it's made from, and it's food, and it's being held in by the cold air. Assume there's no fan going. You know, there are no fans in the old refrigerator. Even today, there's not always a fan going in certain refrigerators. Nothing's happening. It's an amazing stock. Pull the plug. I do a bit of shinui, it should be a shot of mukta. Pull the plug. Pull the plug, you say? This plug has been in here for 3 years. Gewalt. If putting in a plug should be bona, taking out a plug should be salser. No. Because even though the plug has been there for 3 years, it's clear this plug is not part of the house. It's part of the refrigerator. Not part of the house. In a different context, I don't want to go into the protein. He's matter for you to, and so again, the shinoi, in case to unscrew a bulb. Let's say, for argument's sake, the Shabbos clock's supposed to go on. The light's going to go on, and you want to sleep, and you made a mistake. So you can unscrew the bulb, so when the Shabbos clock goes on, nothing's going to happen. That bulb has been there for 3 months. I don't know how long. Who knows? I hardly ever use that room. It's been there for 3 years. Doesn't matter. It's mud that's clearly not part of the house. That's a Shemir Shabbos Kuchos. But don't do these things so quickly. I mean, yeah, but just the principles of this was interesting. So Perek Chav Gimel. It's on the Ma'am Akomps. Perek Yud Gimel. Wow. Kiddush. Okay, Rabosai, this is our introduction to this Indian of adding to Binyonim. We'll come back to it. I want to take a step even further back into Binyon. Where do we know that the main thing of Binyon is Karka? Well, we saw Gemara, we'll see Gemara, says Ein Binyan B'Kalim. So the original Binyan is Karka proper. If you dig out earth, that's called Binyan. Smooth out the ground. So before we get to discuss those particular protein, I want to say two more words about what's considered part of the ground and what's not, because the two are it's very important to know. We mentioned yesterday the Chazon Ish couldn't believe any possibility to be matir putting a parochas when it's attached to a wall or something which is attached to a wall. How can it be? Forget the Yisra of Mechitza. There's an Yisra of Bona proper. You're attaching something to a wall. Rebbeinu Shalom, he couldn't believe this happened. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. I mean, the Rashi and Erev, the Rashi and Shabbos, Truma Sedeshin, Vilna Gaon, Sharatian, Mishnah Berurah. He says, what's gone? It should certainly be prohibited. Without a doubt, it should be prohibited. So we could possibly suggest that it's not part of the house. Along the lines of the Shemir Shabbos, I can take a plug out of the wall. It's been there for 3 years. Because it's clear from its very tzura that it's not part of the house. It's something else. So too, if you have a vilon or a parochas, it's clear. It's something which is freestanding, even if it's attached with, however it's attached to the wall. The Stechemet quotes it in by mezuzah. A mezuzah fell down. How often does that happen? It shouldn't happen too often. You can put it back in the case or back into the hole, the old Yerushalayim, the hole. Why? It's going to be there for 10 years. 3.5 years, so you check it next. Let's say it happened. You checked the mezuzah on Friday, and you forgot to put it back, and Shabbos came in. Oh, your whole Shabbos out of mezuzah. So then you can put it back. Why? It's there for a long time. The answer is, I don't care how long it's there. It's clear, but this is part of the house. It's a piece of parchment. It's freestanding. I don't care if it's stuck into the house now, how well it's affixed. Doesn't matter. So the Chazon Ish says that, well, if it's very, very loose and it's easy to remove, Mimela, he says, I don't know where it comes from, that it's the norm to remove it. It's the norm to remove it, and it's mutter. Of course, the question is that does that follow? Just because something is easy to remove, does that mean that it's normally removed? I don't know if that's true. Shmir Shabbos Kilchos has the following issue. Umuto litlos tmuno al masmer tatakumi bod yom. You can put a hang a picture from a nail that's been there from before. Why? Why? So, we could have said, this is a machlokas l'chazon ish. And the others, that's how the Shmir Shabbos begins. You recall I mentioned to you yesterday that in Perek Chav Dalid, Sif Chav Ches, Shmir Shabbos quotes both views without deciding who's right. Chalukos Adeus, Imuta Lifros Vilan B'mokom Adelis, Kesher B'dat Al Hashirosh B'mokom Al Kama Yomim. The Mishnah Brewer is Mekel, and the Chazon Ish is Machmir. He's the Torah, he says. That's the Chazon Ish. Here he wants to suggest everyone should agree it's Mutter. Why? The Mikavan should told us that Tmuna Kach Shanoach La Asira. The rabban and their makers, so the people shouldn't slip. Nezik the rabban, he quotes Shin Lamed Aleph Tzivchav Zayin. What about snow removal? Snow removal. He also says it's mutter because, after all, people can slip, and it's going to melt up by melt anyway, and it's not part of the karka. There's grounds to be made. Two more points before we end. One, he calls it Tzipes of Frank. In the Shvitzes of Shabbos and Choresh, Sivkot Yud Beis, he's bothered by a problem. There's a concept called Pikuach Agal. And if you look at Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, if the shofar is under a mound, you want to blow shofar? No. No. Can't do it. Why? The Rishonim there say, not Mukta. Mukta, you can somehow get around it for shofar blow. And he said, Doraisa. He said, Doraisa. Soser. Why? Why? It's detached. So Pesach said, you look at Aaron Laman Hay, you get an impression, the Pikuach HaGal requires, quote, Mora V'chitzina, specialized instruments to get rid of the rubble. That's considered bottled to the karka. And therefore, it's Nisa Soser. As a Gemara Ksubis, Daf Samach, Sina, a little bit bothered, just because it's easy to remove, it doesn't mean you necessarily plan to remove it. If that's the case, perhaps the Parocha story, if you plan to leave it there forever, the Mogan Avraham might agree that it is Asur. And the Chazish has to kashim, kovim la'olam areza boneh. How come the Mogan Avraham say it's mutter? The answer is, it doesn't mean la'olam. It means easy come, easy go. Again, this terrace I saw in a table called the Binyan Shabbos. Fantastic. Oh, you recall we spoke about him in Chelek Bay. Now I'm up to Chelek Aleph. This is tremendous. But the question is, it's a little bit unclear what the facts are. Again, the critical point is that line in Shmir Shabbos. Noach lasir memela dark lasir. That's the Achilles heel. Who said that's true? Because it's easy to remove. Who said you do remove it? Because the chush makish. Our pictures are easy to remove. We leave it there for years. So then I don't know what happens then. So you have a chance to look up and see what it says there, and maybe we'll come to some kind of a conclusion. This could really happen to mice on Shabbos. You know, someone rubs against the picture. It's in the wrong way. Could you put it back in place? Or fall down? Could you put it back in place? We have that in our house. Some things are they can fall. People knock against them. Can come out. What may you not put in on Shabbos Bepashtus? A screen. That's what he has in Sif Lamigam. A screen falls out. That could happen. You can't put it back. Sif Lamigam. Says if the window breaks, you can't put any kind of a piece of wood prevent the wind from coming in, or people shouldn't look in. But a beggar is mutter. The beggar, you're not going to leave the beggar there. A beggar's not normally to be left there. That's what he says. Of Binyan Bekarka. We'll come back to it a little bit tomorrow, but our primary focus tomorrow has to be, again, for purposes of time, the sugya of Binyan Bekalim. That's much more practical. That happens, when we talk about today, happens rarely. Binyan Bekalim is every day of the week. You're putting things together. Can you do it on Shabbos or not? That'll be the focus of tomorrow's shiur.
Ribian has,
what does he say?
Over here about rubbing saliva into the ground, so you can't move your foot around.
What do you think about a plunger?
I didn't
look up plunger. Elsewhere to make Zeris out of this.